Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. We're glad to have you join us, and we're always here. You don't have to look for us anywhere else. And if you have family members, relatives, friends, anyone that you think would gain by changing their health, tell them where we are. We are here to help you change your health. We are the only ones responsible for our health. Let's make a difference. You can absolutely be healthier. But you have to make some changes. You may have to sacrifice. You may have to have more discipline. You may have to give up some things that you really like a lot of carbohydrates or sugar. Sugar is in everything, more than you'll ever know in your life, because you can't see it. They add it to all kinds of foods to addict you to their food because it's sweet, tastes good, and then you're hooked. And almost all diseases are caused by sugar and excessive carbohydrates, and especially refined, ultra-processed carbohydrates. And we're here to help you make some changes. The more you learn, the more you know, because nobody's going to tell you. Your doctor can't tell you how to be healthy. Your doctor doesn't know how to be healthy. Your doctor does not have an education on health. The doctor has an education on disease. Which do you prefer, health or disease? And all symptoms and signs, at least 98% of all symptoms, are caused by nutritional deficiencies. And then they can only be treated with drugs, not nutrition. And nutrition is the only thing that can improve your health, plus other lifestyle changes, choices. So you can make changes no matter where you are, who you are, and how old you are, or what condition you are struggling against, unless that condition has gotten to such a terrific change that it can't be reversed. But even cancer can be reversed. And we're going to talk about pancreatic cancer this morning, one of the toughest cancers to try to treat. And most times, pancreatic cancer is so far advanced before it's diagnosed that you don't have a chance. So we'll talk about two very powerful natural medicines that can fight against pancreatic cancer. I'll give you those two powerful natural medicines in the show today. We'll also talk about why women get less sleep than men. Well, maybe men snore too much. That could be a problem. My dog doesn't care. My dog doesn't care. She snores too. So we both snore. And here's some simple fixes for energy. Maybe vitamin D could be an answer for energy. Should I buy health products on Amazon? I'll tell you what, maybe you should be very, very, very careful what you buy as a natural supplement on Amazon. And then we'll talk about the nutrient of the day, adrenal extract. You've heard of thyroid extract, like Armour Thyroid? That is thyroid extract. And we have adrenals. One little adrenal sits on the top of each kidney. Weighs about 5 grams, about the size of a kidney bean. Adrenal extract. And then huge, huge benefits from fruits, especially berries. I believe berries have more value than most any green vegetable. And how we can prevent strokes? And here's some breaking news on the low-carb diet, which I prefer. And I think everyone else would do so much better on a low-carb diet. The American diet, the standard American diet, SAD. Yes, American diet is sad. And it's not giving you your health or helping you to be more vibrant, having more vitality, more energy, just being healthier overall. 95% of the American diet is loaded with sugar and carbohydrates. It doesn't help us at all to be healthy. Pancreatic cancer. The rates of pancreatic cancer is rising, especially in women. Here's a recent report from researchers across the country. Pancreatic cancer rates in women increased 2.4% last year, with no similar increase reported for men. Although men usually are more likely overall to be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer has the highest mortality rate of all major cancers. The 5-year survival rate, the percentage of people who are still alive 5 years after their diagnosis. In pancreatic cancer, it is 12%. Only 12% of those diagnosed with pancreatic cancer will survive for 5 years. Now, here's some great research, brand new research, on the potential treatments for pancreatic cancer. Dr. Ajay Goyal, who is the director of the Alternative Cancer Research Center at City of Hope Hospital Cancer Treatment Center, Los Angeles, California. He has been studying the effects of botanical medicines on pancreatic cancer for years. And overall, his study on colon cancer and other forms of cancer for the last 20, 25 years. He is one of the most studied researcher in cancer in the United States. And he found two herbs that have a tremendous effect, able to destroy pancreatic cancer cells. He found that andrographis, maybe this is new for you, andrographis, it's a plant that grows in the Himalayas, in India, and Asian countries. Andrographis, I'll spell it for you. Grab your pen. A-N-D-R-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-S, andrographis. And then a complex of polyphenols from grapes. Grape seeds, not the grapes, but the seed of the grapes. The seeds of plants contain life. And they have all the nutrients to assure new growth. Oligomeric proanthocyanins, commonly known as OPCs, from grapeseed, both are able to destroy, when I say both, andrographis and the OPCs from grapeseed, especially French grapeseed. The French have the highest level of the OPCs and the smallest molecular particles so that they can be absorbed, because many OPCs are large molecular particles that can't be absorbed. So if you buy any grapeseed extract, targeting OPCs. They may be large, or they may be small, or they may be a mix. But the French grapeseed has the highest level of the very, very small OPCs that can be absorbed systemically and enters the bloodstream, circulates throughout the body, targets cancer cells and healthy cells. The cancer cells are killed off. It has no damage to healthy cells. So andrographis and OPCs are able to destroy pancreatic cancer cells. But when they're combined, now both have been studied individually, andrographis against pancreatic cancer and OPCs against pancreatic cancer, and both have been highly successful, more so than drugs. But when they're both taken at the same time or in the same formulation, combined, the results were even better. In his lab, where there are over 40 lab technicians working on natural botanical extracts for the cure of cancer, Dr. Goyal works with experimental tumor growth from cells donated from human cancer patients, real cancer cells. Not in vitro, but in vivo. When these tumors were exposed to the combination of andrographis and OPCs from grapeseed, they shrank in size by over 80%. 80%! They did the same study with drugs, and they were able to shrink only by 10% of the tumors when the OPCs, the French grapeseed extract containing high levels of very small molecular particles of OPCs, andrographis and the French grapeseed extract were able to shrink the size of the tumors by 80%. When they did the same study with drugs that they commonly used in chemotherapy, they are only able to shrink the tumors by less than 10%. Now, I tell you that these are animal studies. Animal studies can only be used for alternative medicines. When you're treating cancer in patients, you have to use the three most common forms of treatment. Could be surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. Of course, surgery is the least likely to do damage. Chemotherapy and radiation can do a tremendous amount of damage. So while these are great results, and we have to look forward to seeing more of these animal results, hopefully someday in humans, but if you're fighting cancer, it doesn't hurt to take andrographis and OPCs. It's been proven safe, no side effects, absolutely no side effects. Grapeseed extract is one of my most favorite plants. It's a fruit, really, and the seeds are inside of the grape, in the Chardonnay grape, Chardonnay wines, because they don't use the seeds when they produce white wine. The seeds are only used in the red wine. So there's tons and tons of seeds left over when they produce white wine. And these seeds are just tremendous packages of the OPCs that are the healing agents. They're called anthocyanins or anthocyanins. So while we know these plants work in animals, the next step is to take it into human studies. And while these results need to be confirmed in eventual human clinical trials, These studies for animals is extremely promising. Very promising. On a difficult cancer to treat. So what should you know and what should you be thinking about when you think about andrographis and the OPCs in grape seed extract? And make sure you look for the French, because a lot of the, in fact, 95% of all grape seed sold in America comes from China. And you have no idea what size of the OPCs are contained in any grape seed. So if you look for the French grape seed extract, the French grape seed filters out the large molecular particles that can't be absorbed. They can't get through the lining of the intestinal tract. The lining of the intestinal tract is only one cell thick, but it was designed to prevent toxins, poisons, allergens, undigested proteins from going through the intestinal lining. So if you have very large tannins called condensed tannins, they can't be absorbed. They have no biological value. And andrographis should be standardized to its key compound, its very active compound called andrographolide. Andrographolide. Now you want to take a dosage of about 400 to 800 milligrams of standardized andrographis extract. And it's standardized at 20% that will yield about 40 to 80 milligrams of andrographolide. The OPCs are very, very small. They're absorbable polyphenols from French grapeseed extract. And the best dosage is up to 1,200 milligrams daily of French grapeseed extract, standardized for the polyphenol contents, including the OPCs. These are very powerful. These are medicines. And we have known that food is our medicine for centuries. But nobody talks about being healthy because we eat healthy. I don't know where they think disease comes from. It comes from not having a healthy lifestyle. 98% of all disease is caused by lifestyle choices. The choices we make daily cause our diseases. What kind of choices do you make every day? Now, why do women sleep less than men? Well, there is a sleep gender gap. 33% of women versus 27% of men wake up at least once every night. 31% of women versus 20% of men say they stay up too late. Men get 30 minutes more of sleep a night than a woman does. For adults aged 25 to 44, with children, 50% of the women get less than 7 hours of sleep per night versus 38% of men. And 51% of women say anxiety, depression, and PMS or menopausal symptoms play a huge role in their sleep cycle and their sleep issues. They don't get enough sleep. They're troubled. 51% of women are troubled enough that they don't sleep at night due to anxiety, depression, PMS, or menopause. So what can women do? What kind of help will improve their sleep cycle and eliminate the sleep problems or issues? Now, general help with sleep. Melatonin, 5 to 15 milligrams or more, depending on the individual. Some people will sleep very nicely on 5 milligrams of melatonin. I usually get about 35 to 45 milligrams melatonin nightly. and I sleep so sound, so deep. I love it. So when do you take the melatonin? Not before you go to bed. Normal release of melatonin within the body is the result of the pineal gland in the brain releasing melatonin. And melatonin gets its command to release melatonin when it gets dark. When dark comes on the earth, wherever you are, the pineal gland goes into action and releases melatonin. Not an hour before bedtime, not about midnight, but at sunset, when it gets dark. Dark influences our brain to release melatonin. And that helps reset your natural sleep cycle. Another help for setting the sleep cycle is a combination of plant oils. Oils can be very calming, anti-anxiety, antidepressant. So 125 to 250 milligrams of a concentrated plant oil formula. And since this is not triggered by body cycles or the metabolism or the brain, this combination can be used an hour before bedtime. It is a combination of mandarin orange, lemon balm, ravintsara, and lavender, relieve insomnia. And then if anxiety and depression are an issue, here are a couple of nutrients that will help you have a better sleep cycle. An herb from India, commonly referred to in India as Indian ginseng. And that herb is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. Shown to improve the sleep quality and sleep cycle by 57%. And to eliminate it improves mental alertness during the day by 53%. You can use it to increase vitality, to increase resiliency, to reduce fatigue, increase energy levels. And then when you go to bed, it helps you sleep better. These abilities produced by ashwagandha is due to the fact that ashwagandha is considered an adaptogen. An adaptogen works for you to help you adapt to the environment around you. If you need energy, it produces energy. To reduce fatigue, it reduces fatigue. Reduces stress. Daytime, nighttime, puts you to sleep. Shown to improve sleep quality by 57% and mental alertness during the day by 53%, as well as relieve stress and anxiety. Now, the other nutrient is abbreviated as P like Paul, E like Edward, A like apple. P, not green peas. This is P for the body. We make it internally. P is a fat substance. It's a fatty acid produced by the body. But in some cases, we don't produce enough of it. And it has shown in clinical studies to reduce the time needed to fall asleep and improve sleep quality, as well as having antidepressant effects, and has a lot more value. Right now, I'm really focusing on how this can help sleep and improve sleep quality. and reduce depression or anxiety. But it also has the ability to reduce pain and swelling and also nerve damage, like TMJ, any nerve disorder, and also PMS and menopause symptoms, if they are an issue. But if they are an issue, not only does pee work, oh, I better hold it here. I'm coming to the break in the show today. So stay tuned, listen to these commercials. I'll be right back. This is Terry Naturally. This is Terry Talks Nutrition. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. We're talking about how to get a good night's sleep, especially in women. They need additional help for sleep problems and negative sleep issues. We talked about melatonin. We talked about a concentrated plant oil formulation, like mandarin orange, lemon balm, ravensara, and lavender, which can relieve insomnia. We talked about ashwagandha for relieving anxiety and depression, for strengthening the resiliency of the body, to reduce stress. And it works extremely well for improving the sleep quality by 57% and increasing mental alertness by 53% daytime. So it adapts to the environment. It adapts to what you need. That's what our adaptogens are. There's about 100 of these plants around the world that are considered adaptogens. Not all plants. There's about 100 plants out of thousands and thousands. And then we also have PEAP, which has been shown in clinical studies to reduce the time needed to fall asleep and improve the sleep quality, as well as having antidepressant effects. It also works on menopause, PMS, and any kind of nerve damage like TMJ. But also a blend of black cohosh and rhodiola, two plants that have been studied for centuries that reduce menopause symptoms by over 70% in a clinical study. And why I included this combination? Because many women can't sleep due to their menopausal symptoms. But this gives you a blend of two plants that have been clinically studied to show that they reduce the menopausal symptoms by over 70% in clinical studies. So get a better night's sleep. Use these to help you. They're safe, they're non-toxic. They have no adverse events, no side effects. They're easy to use, very inexpensive, and you can find them around the country in most health food stores. Now, here's a simple fix for energy. For more energy, what should you take to increase your energy levels? Well, there's a lot of plants, like ginseng, like rhodiola. But I want to bring your attention to vitamin D, like dog, vitamin D. So this is something you may not know, that fatigue, muscle weakness, and depression can be signs of low vitamin D levels. In a recent placebo-controlled study, including people with fatigue and vitamin D, like dog deficiency, the participants treated with vitamin D had a 14% decrease in their fatigue levels after 4 weeks, just 4 weeks, versus only 3% decrease in the placebo group. The subjects in the study received a single oral dose of 100,000 units of vitamin D. Now, I don't recommend anyone take 100,000 units of vitamin D. This is supervised in a study by doctors. And the oral dose of 100,000 units of vitamin D was probably for a week or 2 week supply. If you're using 5,000 or 10,000 daily, or even up to 20,000 units of vitamin D daily, it's fine. But 100,000, I don't ask you to do this at home. A separate study looked at muscle recovery in adults that were vitamin D deficient. That finding supplemental vitamin D helps muscle work more efficiently, as well as reducing muscle fatigue. Now, what kind and how much vitamin D? Well, not 100,000. As I said, this was monitored by physicians, by researchers. And it was monitored so they had control of what they were doing. But if you're taking 5,000, 10,000, or even up to 20,000, it's fine on a daily basis. And I would highly recommend that your doctor check your vitamin D level. Or you can do it through a laboratory in the United States. There's a lot of labs that will do your testing for you. So what kind and how much vitamin D should you use? Well, D3 is the animal form of vitamin D, the same that is required by humans. But vitamin D2 is the plant form of vitamin D, not nearly as effective, about 50% as effective. So D3 clearly is the choice of vitamin D. Researchers compared supplemental vitamin D and D3 and D2, 600 IUs, or international units, or a placebo. And this study was done in 335 women during two consecutive winters, because we have less vitamin D being produced in our bodies in the wintertime. And that's why there could be a lot of vitamin D deficiency not connected, and it should be connected, to a lack of sunshine. People that get depressed, they're blue during the wintertime. It could be the result of being deficient in vitamin D3. When we're outside in the summertime and the sun is on our face, on our arms, and maybe more, maybe we're swimming, so we have less clothes on, a better chance to produce more vitamin D3 with the sunshine, the sunshine vitamin. So out of these 335 women during two consecutive winters, the placebo group that got a fake pill, placebo is a fake pill, saw a 25% decline in vitamin D levels. Now, the vitamin D2, the plant vitamin group, had a 34% increase in vitamin D. Not bad. Not good either. Because vitamin D3, the animal source of vitamin D, that group had a 75% increase in vitamin D levels. Vitamin D3, no matter what studies were done, was twice as effective at increasing vitamin D levels. So most medical experts that have studied vitamin D3 for all kinds of diseases recommend at least a minimum of 5,000 international units of vitamin D daily for most people. Now, that's just enough to keep you from a disease. But does it extend enough for optimal health? And I think 10,000 to 20,000 gives you far more optimal health than 5,000. But you might want to have your vitamin D3 level checked. Most doctors like it in the range of 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood. Alternative physicians, holistic physicians, want it somewhere between 60 and 80, at least double that. 30 just keeps you dragging along, not having optimal health, but not decreasing either. But as you increase the level of vitamin D, so that you have a 60 to 80 on the result of your test, you'll feel much more effective. Now, here's what some people might want to consider. Should I buy health products on Amazon? Many, many, many people do. And many, many people are not getting the right product that they're ordering. And why? Because of counterfeiting. Are health products on Amazon good quality? Not necessarily. Because Amazon doesn't care, or does it check out the quality of a vitamin when it's sold on their site. So take care if you buy nutritional products on Amazon. Until very recently, Amazon did care that their platform was full of poor quality products, making outrageous claims being sold by here today, gone tomorrow companies at rock bottom low prices. And now Amazon is suffering from this decision. In the last year, Amazon has taken steps to kick off some of the complete garbage counterfeiters and fake products. Yes, fake products. Because Amazon doesn't check the quality of the product. They tried to clean up the claims that these counterfeiters were making, that they could cure everything. So they cleaned up that, and there's a very, very strong push by Amazon to not allow these medical claims to be attached to nutritional products. But however, there are still tons of substandard products on Amazon. So if you must buy there, choose a legacy brand that you already know and verify in the sold by line in the ordering information that you are purchasing from the brand or their authorized reseller. Go to your health food store, the most logical place to buy a quality product than anywhere else. Most people, the owners of stores, health food stores, the clerks, the buyers, they know products inside and out. And they're not going to jeopardize their business and have people buy cheap counterfeit products that don't deliver results, that may even be harmful, because there are some companies selling on Amazon from Pakistan, from China, that are very suspected dangerous products or capsules or tablets in their product. They make a product look exactly like a well-known product. The packaging, the label, the box, the bottle, but they put in junk capsules or tablets that you can buy from a garbage seller. If you don't recognize the seller, the name, the shop, elsewhere, don't buy. When you go to your health food store, they're going to recommend to you a product that they want you to get results. First of all, that's their passion. Their passion is to sell and help you become healthy. They're educated. They have knowledge. There is so much junk on Amazon that you don't know what you're buying. It isn't bad if you buy a shirt and you don't like it, or it doesn't have the quality that you want. You recognize that. But you can't see what's in a capsule. You can't see what's in a tablet. So buy only from a trusted, loyal, branded product. Now, what are the benefits of fruits? Well, first of all, it keeps your brain healthy. Absolutely. Brain health with fruits. In a 20-year study, researchers in Singapore tracked the dietary intake of over 13,000 subjects from mid to late life. There are nutrients in fruit, especially berries. Black raspberry, bilberry, blueberry, aronia berries, black currants. These are all super berries, super fruits. The result of eating fruit, people who ate high amounts of fruit, at least 3 servings a day, earlier in life had a 21% reduced risk of depression. Later in life, versus people who ate little or no fruit. The consumption of vegetables had no connection with reducing the risk of depression. I think all fruits are great, but be careful, there's a lot more sugar in fruit than vegetables, and especially berries. Berries have concentrations of polyphenols, anthocyanins, that are very, very powerful micronutrients that are found in fruit. As I mentioned, the polyphenols, the anthocyanins, which reduce oxidative stress, protecting the cells of your body from cancer, from aging, from destruction, from tweaking, and the inflammation that occurs after oxidative stress that can lead to mental health problems and a variety of other indications. So we should get a high level every day of polyphenols. I would much, myself, personally, and I think others would benefit as well. Eating more fruit, more berries especially, because they're lower in sugar, and just a quarter of a cup of berries is like a supplement. It's like improving your health dramatically. But extracts from plants, including fruits and herbs, can provide supplemental polyphenols. And these polyphenols, there's 8,000 polyphenols that have now been detected. And there's about 200 different anthocyanins, which can be especially helpful if you don't eat much fruit. 5 of the most powerful polyphenols are curcumin, not turmeric, curcumin from turmeric, and EGCG, catechins from green tea, epicatechins, and oleoropin from olives, and OPCs from French grapeseed extract, and the compounds found in wild apples. Not domestic apples, but wild apples. They have a very, very high concentration of polyphenols, up to 60%. Grapeseed have a level of 95% polyphenols, 80% of the anthocyanins. And the EGCG, up to 50% in green tea, up to 90% of the polyphenols. And curcumin, 95% extract from turmeric. Now, these 5 highly standardized polyphenols, when taken as a combination of these polyphenol sources daily as an extra boost for your brain, can reverse the damage in the brain. Experts believe that once cells were damaged and dead in the brain, we could not make new brain cells. What we do know now, we can improve our brain cells and growth and reverse the damage to our brain. Stroke and heart attacks have been increased dramatically in the last several decades. But now studies are showing that 80% of strokes, 80%, 80 of strokes are preventable. In late October, the American Stroke Association released updated guidelines on strokes. They report that up to 80% of strokes. A stroke occurs when blood flow in the brain is blocked. Blood cannot get to the brain. Can be prevented. A stroke can kill you or leave you with permanent disabilities. A 2016 study found that 5 years after their stroke, 70% of stroke patients were dead or disabled. The likeliness to have a quality of life after a stroke is very, very slim. Now, what can you do to change the risk and to reduce the stroke? What is the preventable methods? What are the preventable methods? Well, first of all, change your diet. The diet is number one in regards to whether you have a stroke or not have a stroke. Choosing the Mediterranean diet with olive oil and nuts, or the ketogenic diet, also adding olive oil and nuts, or the paleo diet, one of the three diets, which drastically lowers the sugar and carbohydrates, which damages the brain, prevents blood flow to the brain. And that short span of time where blood is blocked to the brain is the result of a stroke. And then exercise. Walk. Get that blood flowing. Do some exercise that encourages a better blood flow. And take supplements like red sage and red ginseng or French grapeseed extract. They all improve blood flow and unblocking the plaque in the arteries. Now, sometimes doctors perform a surgery to reduce the plaque. But we can reduce the plaque over time with French grapeseed extract. In fact, in studies with red sage, pomegranate extract, and French grapeseed extract, over a year's time. Now you might say, oh my gosh, I have to take this for a year. Look, my friends, that blockage came on over decades of your life. Decades. And if you can reduce that plaque in a year's time, that is tremendously important and critical. And as they show with pomegranate extract, French grapeseed extract, and red sage with red ginseng, can reduce the plaque in the artery in 1 year's time by 35%. 35%. You have a lot more blood flowing to the brain and every area of the body, heart, the extremities, everywhere. Blood flow. If you want water flowing in your kitchen sink, toilets, wherever, you need good water flow, right? You don't want something blocking your pipe. That water will not flow. It would be tragic. The same in your body. Blood flows. But if you have plaque buildup, and where does that plaque come from? Well, calcium should go into the bones but it is misdirected and goes into the arteries and creates a plaque. Now, vitamin K2, another wonderful vitamin for reducing the plaque and directing the calcium into the bone rather than into the arteries. So we can prevent strokes, but we need to take action now. And the earlier in your life, the better. You can't wait. So grapeseed extract was associated with 75% reduction in blood sugar levels, reduction in blood pressure levels, triple the number of surviving brain cells. And red sage, in an animal model of stroke, treatment with red sage reduced the risk of stroke by 35% versus zero in the placebo group. But that, my friends, I'm sorry, I'm all out of time. I just can't go any further, but I would love to stay with you for the rest of the day. I could share with you much, much, much more information. But you can join me every weekend right here, same time, same station. And please say a prayer that we can turn around this great country. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great, great country.